straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast. This is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm ungettable.
When he's on the clock, Parko, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
It's not my fault.
This is what happened,
it's
Brian.
Nothing to do with me.
Secret package arrived at Triple M of tapes of interviews from the early 90s.
91.
We heard, of course, George Foreman last week.
I was just a kid.
Well, we heard BT. We didn't hear George Foreman last week because he was taking other phone calls.
Three times in the interview, George just stopped talking to Brian and took a phone call. So we heard that last week as the first version of Bristol's Vault.
You can't do this.
This time, Damo, he catches up with five-time Olympic gold medalist and the first ever gymnast to record a perfect 10 in the Olympic Games, 1976 in Montreal. I speak of the great Nadia Comaneci. And what I want you to do here is have a listen to just the warmth with which she gets around Bristol's line of questioning and Bristol's own sort of ponderances mid-interview. Have a listen.
5 seconds, Nadia Comaneci. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, our next guest burst onto the scene way back in 1976, and she really captured the world's imagination and won many hearts around the world with her fantastic performance in the world of gymnastics in the 1976 Montreal Olympic Games. I speak of probably the greatest gymnast of all time, Nadia Comaneci. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, Nadia, whereabouts are you living now, and what are you doing with yourself now?
So I'm living in Montreal in Canada, and I have a lot of projects to do.
Sorry, Nadia?
Yes.
Yeah. What about Bella Caroli? Why did you end up splitting up in that partnership, coach-gymnast relationship?
When you mean in 78?
Yes, after the Olympics.
Because the government split us.
Right, so it was no fault of either of you. It was the government that.
It was a decision. You have no comment.
So you were forced to go to Bucharest.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Was it true that in your first international competition that you failed badly?
First international competition?
Yeah, before 1976 Montreal Games, in one of your big competitions that you only, I think, scored 7.25 on the beam. Was that true?
Yeah, this was when I had 9 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was...
Did you feel like giving up then or not?
Why? I didn't start gymnastics for win medals.
Mm.
I start because I love to do gymnastics.
What about you?
My hard work, I became an Olympic champion.
Mm. Well, is it ever possible that there was some talk that Romania may have not competed at the Montreal Olympics. Did that ever occur to you?
If Romania didn't compete at the 76 Olympics?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the question.
Yeah, there was some talk officially whether Romania were going to let their team go and compete in the Montreal Olympics in 76 because they didn't feel that they were good enough. Did you know anything?
I didn't hear anything about this.
Mm. What about when you were training in the lead up to the 1976 Games and the lead up to the World Championships, especially between the Montreal and the World Championships? You became a little bit older, as you say. You grow up into a lady.
Yeah.
What about boys and boyfriends and parties? Do you think that you missed out on a lot of that?
The boys?
Yeah.
No, because I have time. No, it's not. It's something that I didn't regret. I'm very happy that I did this and I chose to be to do gymnastics because you have all the time for the boys.
Yeah, that's right. You got the rest of your life.
The boys don't leave the country. My boys.
Plenty of fish in the sea, you think?
Uh huh.
What about yourself? Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you planning to be married?
Yeah, I'm a normal person. I'm planning to be married. I'm planning to have a family, of course. But when the time comes.
We know you're very busy, and best of luck with whatever you do. And you really have been one of the greatest athletes and certainly the greatest gymnast of all time. Thank you, Nadia Comaneci.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I hope to see you in Australia when I will be there, okay? Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, Nadia.
With pleasure.
Seriously.
Oh, no. Now, listen. There'll be no more of this.
Yeah, Damo.
That's better.
Two takeouts for me. Yeah. Firstly, the pronunciation of his surname, Nadia Comaneci.
That's what it was.
And then he talks about how she had a disappointing meet prior to the Olympics. She said, I was only nine. And then Bristol said, did you think about giving up?
And then
9 years of age.
And then she said no. And he goes,
It can't be anymore.
And then wanted to go real deep in current affair style and delve into her private life.
Are there plenty more fish in the sea?
Marvellous. That is golden.
Okay, yeah.
She was nine.
That's the bit I... Bristol, when he just needs half a second to think about the next question, just a little...
Well, yeah, yeah. You had a really off tournament. Oh, I did get a 7.25.
No more.
I've got a headache laughing.
Oh no.
I'm going to be destroyed.
It goes to show one thing, you improve as you do your job longer.
Oh, no. Bristol, that is absolutely good gold. I'm hearing, Damo, this package we received, there are hundreds of them.
More than this.
I don't think we've got interviews coming out of the wahoo.
I thought George Foreman could not be surpassed, but that's already beaten it by 10 lengths.
Oh, no. Brian, that is gold. Oh, that's what that is.
Feels sick.
Come an inch.
I was nine.
After that disappointing performance, did you think about giving up? I was actually only 9 years old. Oh, Bristol. That's the funniest thing for a good 12 months.
Get even more from JB, Bristol, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast, only on the Triple M app.